is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And this is the very first of the year 2011. I really like it that God gave us new beginnings. There's a scripture which says His mercies are new every morning. I like to wake up in the morning and you've got a new day. And then you have a new week and you have a new year. And in this year, we're ever so conscious of the fact that the return of the Lord is very near. And the Bible speaks in Peter of what is called the rest of our time in the flesh, that we should live it to the glory of God and not to the will of man. So I've got some time in my flesh. Now here I am. I am 72 years. I turned to be 72 years old on December 6th. And I've got the rest of my time in the flesh. When I was 70 years old, the Lord said to me, "You have 17 years more of strong ministry." So that means strong. That means out and about preaching, going strong until I'm 87 years old. So now, after that, I think I'll be doing probably mainly writing. Going some, but doing mainly writing, still doing some preaching. But I've got a measurable time called the rest of my time in the flesh. Now, I have with us someone here who is much younger. Who are you?
Hannah Brim.
And Hannah, are you related to me?
Yes, I am. I am your granddaughter.
Right, you're my granddaughter. And where are you right now in your...
I go to Rhema Bible Training Center.
And in this
the
is
second
your...
Second year.
Second year. And how old are you?
I'm 19.
So she is 19 years old. And if life were going to go on, you know... She would have, oh my goodness, she'd have 100 years left almost, 80, 90, 100 years left. But I'm thinking, Hannah, that we're going to probably go at the same time because I'm
Me
looking
too.
For Jesus to come.
Me too.
And so we have a measurable amount of time called the rest of our time in the flesh. I do believe that I was born at exactly the right time for such a time as this I came to the kingdom. And I believe that Hannah was born at exactly the right time. And for such a time as this, Hannah came to the kingdom. Now, you probably heard me tell the story about Hannah and when she first went to Rhema, which is now she's in her second year. And Hannah has always been outstanding in prayer and outstanding in dedication work, you know, to her studies, her family. And also she's an outstanding basketball player. And when Hannah... was a junior, a senior in high school. I wanted Hannah to go to college and to get, you know, on a scholarship and for her to get her college all paid for and then go to Rhema if she wanted to. But Hannah called a meeting with me and her coach. Which coach was that?
Dave Stallman.
Dave Stallman. And he had been to her like a kind of a personal coach. He wasn't her high school coach. Her high school coach was Chuck Williams. And she called me one day, embarrassed me, and she said, "I want you to meet with Coach Stallman, who is also a minister of the gospel." And I think he played for, who did he play for when he was in college?
Mizzou.
He was a really good player for Mizzou. And so Hannah met me at a coffee place. And what did you tell me, Hannah?
I told you that that I've been raised up listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and that I was old enough that I was to make a decision, basically what he told me and what I had peace about in my heart. And so.
And that was?
That's what I remember.
What to do.
What to do.
Direction. What was it to do? What did he tell you to do?
To go to Rhema.
He told her to go to Rhema Bible Training Center. And she said to me, "Mimi," she said, "this is hard going against you because you're a prophet of God." But she said, "You raised me to know the voice of the Holy Spirit." And that's what I want to talk about right now. We are coming near an age change. But when Jesus took those disciples aside, he had come in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He's preaching to the Jews and offering them a kingdom, an earthly kingdom, which they did not accept, and it went into abeyance. And when he knew they did not accept that, he took his disciples aside and he started teaching them about a new day, a new time. He gave them a new law. And we see this in John 14, "A new commandment I give you, John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And then he told them in chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I go to, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And then he said that it was better for them that he go. I'm sure they could understand that. But he said that if I don't go, then the Father will not be able to do what you need. And what is that that we need? Let's read it right here in John chapter 14, verse 15, 16. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him. He dwells with you, but he will be in you. Yeah. And then he said, verse 26, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. And then this is the part I want to get to right now for the new year. John chapter 16, verse 13. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it to you. I've written down beside this verse in my Bible, he's my guide inside. Well, I'm 72 years old. I worked with Kenneth E. Hagin from the time I was in my 20s. Now, been close to him. But Hannah, 2 years ago, she was only 17. But she told me, I have been raised. You raised me to hear the Holy Spirit. Hannah, how did you hear the Holy Spirit?
It was just an inward intuition, just that I had peace, confirmation. It wasn't like an audible voice, but I just had peace on the inside, and I just wanted to follow wherever I had peace about.
What would you do, Hannah, when you prayed about what to do? Would you, like, we know that there were several schools being involved. Would you, like, pray about one of them, and then would you receive a no? Would you, what would it be like if you prayed about one of them?
Well, basically, since when I would drive to school, it was such a long drive, like 45 minutes.
She went to school in Springfield.
Mm-hmm. That I would just pray and the Holy Ghost, and I would pray, and then I would pray that I could interpret. And so he would, the Holy Spirit would just direct me, like, every time that I'm going where he wants me to go, and just to walk it out. And I saw, like, the Rhema magazine, I think, and we got the magazine for the Word of Faith, mm-hmm. It was called. And I had a piece, like, something in my heart, just in my spirit, just, like, got excited, just, like, leaped in. And I didn't really, I've never really, I knew of Rhema, but not, like, the school. I mean, I went there to go to a meeting.
You'd been
when
there
I was younger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I was excited, and I just wanted to follow after that.
Well, now we're going to talk a little bit for people to know what to do, how to do it. Now, you said that you prayed in the Spirit, and then you prayed that you would interpret. So now, where do we find that? We can only do things that are in the Bible, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be for us in 1 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians, it talks about 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also, and I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. So now Hannah, she lives in Branson, Missouri, but another individual coach she had, a very, very good, excellent coach, Chuck Williams, he was going to go to his daughter's high school, a Christian school, and he was going to coach for 4 years. He was really a high on the college level, but he went to that little Christian school, and Hannah was taking individual lessons from him. I remember she bounced out to the car one day, and she said, my prayer's been answered. And Coach Williams is going to go to a Christian school. So she went over there and she drove to school every day about how many miles? Oh, 45 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. So then you would, like, as you're driving, you would pray in tongues, right?
Yep.
And then what would you do? Would you pray that you, how did you pray that you, the people need to know, how do you do it? You're a, how does a 17-year-old girl, she prays in tongues, then does she say, let me have the interpretation? What are the mechanics of this? How'd you do it?
I did. I told the Lord, I said, okay, if you want to give me an answer, then I just prayed that, I didn't try to force it. I just, like, would pray in the Holy Spirit, and then I would have unction, and then I would just start speaking in English what I would was praying in tongues about, and I would just flow with the Holy Ghost. It wasn't something like I was trying to force him, but I did ask him to.
Well, that's what it says to do. Let him mm-hmm. that speaks in tongue pray or ask that he may interpret. Mm-hmm. You know, brother. Hannah right now is working for, where do you work, Hannah? She goes to school, and then she works for?
Oral Roberts Evangelistic Association. It's Richard and Lindsay Roberts.
What do you do there?
Ministries. I pray with people on the phone who call in for prayer for the ministry.
And when they call in, they've got challenges and problems. And Hannah, now she's 19 years old. But I can tell you that Hannah would be a good person to get on the phone because, Hannah, how long have you had an anointing to pray on you? It's a really anointed prayer.
Since I was little.
Little, really little, like 4 years old?
I guess. It wasn't something that I asked for. It just came, I don't know, it just came on me.
And we're going to talk about that, Hannah's prayer life, tomorrow. But today, what we want to say to you is, whoever you are, if you pray in the Holy Spirit, and this is what Brother Roberts did when he was building ORU, he would pray and walk those grounds and pray and ask God for the interpretation, and he would give him the interpretation of what to do and how to build something that he had no money or no know-how of how to do it. But it's not just for the Oral Roberts of the world. It's not just for the Billy Brim or a 72-year-old woman. It's for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's for Hannah. At the age of 17, she knew what to do to get God's guidance for her life. And you remember that she said, then after she prayed and interpreted, the interpretation came that she would do and flow and work with God. Then afterwards, still through her spirit... We're going to talk about this tomorrow. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. And it is through your spirit that you contact God. Then, as she would, she picked up a magazine, The Word of Faith, and she'd been there. She knew Brother Hagenson, and all of our family's known about him, but the school hadn't meant so much to her until she picked it up, and she had a leap in her spirit. I can tell you, you can have a peace in your spirit, you can have a leap in your spirit. You need to know God and you need to know the Holy Ghost. We'll send you Brother Kenneth Hagin's book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. Just give us a call at 1-800-972-3447.